And good Monday afternoon. It's time for baseball. The Glenwood Demons closing out the 2022 season against the Coleridge Titans, a non-league game. Titans 8-6 in league play in 3A Western Slope, 15-7 overall. Glenwood 2-10 and 8-14, losers of their last four games, looking to end the season on a winning note against a good team coached by Dan Larson. Dan's been there a number of years. Coleridge is already bound for the playoffs. According to the RPI standings, they're an 18 seed. So the final tune-up for Coleridge as the playoffs loom this weekend. 3A, 4A, and 5A. This Saturday, regional tournaments. It's good to catch up with Dan Larson, and I've been doing double duty as the PA announcer.
Yeah, you're going up and down the little ladder we got here quite a bit today.
Doing some PA announcing and introduce the seven seniors on this club. So all seven seniors will start today for Coach Nieslanik's club. Give you the defensive lineup for Glenwood. Outfield is Willie Marshall in left, Mason Markovich in center, Braxton Mims is in right. The infield, Jordan Mraz at third, Jackson Irving at short, Adam Gehr at second. Cooper Lutke getting the start at first base, and who else would catch but Christian Landeros.
Yep.
Sorney and all. He's done yeoman's duty all season long. And Evan Heil is on the mound for Glenwood. Starters for Coleridge, Alexis Serna will lead things off for the Titans. Playing third base, Logan Harlow is a second baseman. He's batting second. Ben Simons, we'll tell you about him. He's got some incredible numbers, just a freshman. He's 6-0 in the season with a 1.62 earned run average. Five freshmen on this club, four sophomores, two juniors, two seniors. One of those juniors we know quite well, Caleb Thompson, who helped us out during basketball broadcasts this past season.
Yeah, he's a sharp young man.
Very sharp. A lot of the ball. In fact, this is his last year. He's going to spend his senior year overseas in Turkey. First pitch from Evan Heil to Alexis Serna. That's a ball. It's high and outside, 1-0. Serna batting .439, two home runs as a leadoff hitter, 13 runs batted in, five doubles. 1-0 pitch from Heil, got the outside corner, 1-1 to Alexis Serna. Heil's been the ace for Coach Nieslanik's club. Next pitch, curveball, and it's high, 2-1. Talk to Coach Dan Larson. Said, I'm sorry we couldn't do the Coleridge Gunnison doubleheader, but the weather was so horrible, we couldn't risk getting electrocuted with our equipment out there. That pitch gets away from Landeros. It's 3-1 now to Serna. Evan Heil with a 4.14 earned run average, 70 strikeouts. That's third in the league. And he walks the leadoff. Start things off, Logan Harlow, the batter. Harlow, a freshman, batting .319. 11 runs batted in, one double. I asked Coach Larson, so how did you split with Aspen? I mean, Aspen's pretty weak this year. No disrespect, but, you know, they beat him 18-1 the first game, lost, I think, 5-3. It was a strike to Harlow. He said, yeah, just everything went wrong. And
sometimes you just have those games.
Yeah. Quick throw to first, and the ball gets away from Lutke. And hustling down to second base is Serna. And the runner in scoring position now for Logan Harlow. Against Palisade, Glenwood lost 11-1, but there were some sparkling defensive plays, including Leo Mraz in left field, as Palisade was just pulverizing the ball. Get to that story in a minute. 0-1 pitch. It shows bunt. Throw down to third. No, they bluff it to third. Two double clutches, and Landeros decided not to throw it. And Serna down to third.
Probably a good decision because Mraz, Jordan Mraz on third, just wasn't in position to get any kind of a tag out.
1-1 count to Logan Harlow. Runner in scoring position. Here's the pitch. Showed bunt, pulled back. It's in there for a strike. It's 1-2. Our final broadcast from Mike Summers Memorial Field. And playoff time comes up this Saturday, as I mentioned. Rival Bears will be in. They might get the host. Here's the 1-2 from Heil. Strike three called. There's the 71st strikeout for Evan Heil. One away. Ben Simons. He's the freshman phenom for Dan Larson's club. Ben betting 343, a home run. Looks at strike one. It's a tall left-hander. He's got 30 runs batted in. That leads the club. Three doubles, one triple, or four triples. 0-1 pitch to Ben Simons. Left-hander looks at strike two on the inside corner, 0-2.
Boy, you can tell he felt like that was a little bit too inside.
Yeah.
Shot a little look to the umpire.
Heil with the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down he goes. Three straight pitches. Boy, after leading, walking the leadoff guy. Kevin Heil looking sharp. Two away. And the batter is Brandon Short. Batting 333, three homers, 26 runs batted in, second on the team, seven doubles, one triple. He's a right-hander. Alexis Serna at third base. That ball in the outside corner, but low. 1-0.
Tell you what, Coleridge, they've got to be pretty stoked about this team. With so many freshmen and only losing two seniors.
Absolutely.
The next couple of years, got to be some bright future in front of them.
1-0 pitch. That's over the head of Short. Yeah, it's 2-0.
I'm not going to point out the irony of what you just said. It's over the head of Short. Is it very hard to be over the head of Short?
Here's the 2-0 pitch. That's a strike on the outside corner. 2-1.
I just think it's a shame he's playing center field. And
not Short.
Not Short.
2-1 count to Brandon Short. Heil from the stretch. Short lead for Serna at third. Here's the pitch. That's high. 3-1. So Brian Markovich, Mason's dad, joined me for the broadcast Friday at Palisade. Here's the 3-1 outside, and he walked him. Runners at the corners now. Two walks given up this inning. Nolan Simpson, the batter. Simpson batting 297, 22 runs batted in. Anyway, Jennifer Markovich. Where's your wife? Oh, she's shopping. Okay. So after the game, Demons lose 11-1. Jennifer shows up with a gift. I got the coolest baseball cap. First pitch to Simpsons, high and outside, 1-0. And it's a snapback Dodgers cap, of course. And I'm like, oh, this is so cool. Thank you so much. And I look on the side, and it says she had the words stitched in, "You betcha." There's a strike in there to Simpson, 1-1. So that made it very special. I said, I'm the coolest guy on the block.
See, it pays to have a catchphrase.
It does.
I never could figure out what mine's going to be. I'm going to have to nail that down so I can get the swag as well.
1-1 pitch. Throw down to second base. Runner's going to come home. They cut it off. They throw. Perfect throw. He's out. Got him. As Alexis Serna tried to hurdle Christian Landeros, who waited patiently and tagged him in midair. That was brilliant. Wow.
We've seen them attempt that several times. That was the first time it actually worked.
They worked on the cutoff. Jackson Irving threw a strike home, and there was Landeros with a tag in midair.
Yep.
No runs, no hits. No errors and one runner left after the tag out at home. No scores. We go to the bottom of the first. This is KMTS. Back to Mike Summers Memorial Field, our final broadcast from this field to set this season. The Glenwood Demons and the Coleridge Titans. Evan Heil got out of a jam thanks to a good defensive play to end the inning. Walked two runners, struck out two. Had runners at the corners with two outs. A double steal attempt. Glenwood read it. Jackson Irving cut off the throw from Landeros, who threw a strike back to Landeros, who tagged Alexis Serna. Not sliding, but jumping to home plate.
Yeah, tried to leap over him and
tagged him in midair.
Landeros said, nope, that just makes it easier. Don't have to bend over.
Ben Simons, a tall, lanky left-hander. He is something else. He's got quite a year. 6-0 with a 1.67 earned run average facing Jackson Irving. First pitch is fouled off. Irving batting 294, five doubles, nine runs batted in. Simons, two complete games and one shutout in 46 innings. He's only walked five. That's the remarkable number. 50 strikeouts, just five walks. That pitch is outside, 1-1. That shows great control. A left-hander and a freshman. So the future's bright for Dan Larson's club. Here's the 1-1 from the freshman. That's in the dirt. 2-1.
I'm liking Coleridge's uniforms.
Yeah.
The horizontal stripes going across the midsection and on the sleeves, gray and blue. Pretty sharp.
Here's the 2-1 pitch to Jackson Irving. Foul tipped. Just got a piece of it. This game was supposed to be played back in April, I believe, or March or April. They decided, oh, we're going to bump it to the end of the year. 2-2 count to Jackson Irving. Simons with the pitch. Ground ball to second, slow grounder. Harlow charges, throws, got him. One away. Brings up Evan Heil batting 231. Six doubles on the air, seven runs batted in. Heil's year has been up and down at the plate. He was 1-for-2 against Palisade with a walk. Here's the first pitch from Ben Simons. Inside, 1-0.
Yeah, we've watched Heil struggle, but he's maintained his position. He's either second or third in the lineup throughout the season.
Serna at third. Jackson Slade at short. Logan Harlow at second. Nolan Simpson at first. 1-0 count to Evan Heil. Here's the pitch. In there for a strike. Heil checked his swing. Up to the outside corner. Outfield is Grayson Eisenhart in left, Brandon Short in center, Cameron Austin is in right. Swing and a miss. And there's one ball and two strikes on Evan Heil. Logan Simpson is behind the plate. Ben Simons on the mound.
Yeah, the outfield for Coleridge has shifted pretty far to the right.
Here's the 1-2. That skips up there. It's 2-2. Here's the 2-2. Fouled off to the right side. One away, no score. Bottom of the first. Simons gets the sign from Simpson, the 2-2. Chopped towards short. Off plate on a big hop by Serna. Third throws, got him. Nice play by Serna. A tomahawk chop there.
Yeah, it was a high pitch that he was chasing and kind of hit it straight down.
Brings up Braxton Mims, batting 530 on the season. Four triples, five doubles, 19 runs batted in. Mims was 0-for-2 against Palisade. First pitch swing and fouls it back. Yeah, I like the uniforms. Like the color combination and all, but the numbers on the back, a little hard to see.
Yeah, the numbers on the back are just outlined in blue. They're still the same gray as the main
swing
part
and a miss
of the jersey.
0-2 to Mims. So I'm about to file a complaint with Dan Larson. Come on, now. You forgot to color the numbers in. Here's the 0-2 to Mims. Laid off. He was tempted to offer it, but it was outside. Ball and two strikes to Braxton. Here's the 1-2. Fouled it at the plate. Thought it was a swing and a miss and a drop ball, but
yeah, I think I heard a little tick. It was a little tick foul.
Here's the 1-2. Hard grounder to short, and it scooped up by Jackson Slade. Throws in. He got it by a step. That was a tough play because Mims was motoring down the line. So a 6-3 put out. The infield getting it done for the Titans in the first inning. Nothing across for the Demons. No score after one. This is KMTS. Back to my Summers Memorial Field. No score after one inning. Coleridge and Glenwood. Nolan Simpson back to the plate for the Titans. He was at the plate when Alexis Cerner was thrown out trying to steal home. And a great tag by Christian Landeros. Evan Heil had a 1-1 count against Simpson. It's a fresh count now. Here's the first pitch. So he winds and delivers. The right-hander takes the ball. 1-0. Simpson, Slade, and Logan Simpson. 5-6-7 hitters. Heil gets a sign from Landeros. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Hit foul. Hit sharply toward the Titan dugout. 1-1. Here's the 1-1 to Simpson. Popped up. Playable. Cooper giving it a look and can't quite get to it. Kind of stumbled as he got close to the fence there and he took his eye off the ball. Drops foul and it's 1-2.
Yeah, you can almost feel that fence creeping up on you when you're chasing a foul ball like that.
1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Curveball. Chop foul toward the Glenwood dugout. Pile two strikeouts in the first inning. Like to get a punch out here. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Nolan Simpson. Fastball's low. Two balls, two strikes. Leading pitcher in the Western Slope 4A, Austin Bolin, 9-1. An 0.92 earned run average. This rifle destined for the playoffs. Here's the 2-2 to Simpson. Ground ball up the middle over the mound. Scooped up by Irving. Throws. They got him.
Got it.
Wow. Jackson Irving with a brilliant play. Irving having to play on a tough hop. It just kind of bounced way over the mound and over the bag at second. Irving was there to glove it, and in one motion threw a strike and just got Simpson by a step. One away.
And it was a good stretch by Cooper Luedtke on first as well. I mean, you could tell he was on his very tiptoes trying to get up to that one.
And Coop, usually just comes off the bench to pinch hit. Pinch run. Ball one to Jackson Slade. Slade batting 324. It's a right-hander, a freshman. That's in there for a strike on the inside corner. Heil gets a sign. Here's the 1-1. Outside and high, 2-1. Two balls, one strike to Jackson Slade. Evan Heil winds and delivers. Comes in with a curveball, and it's inside, 3-1. He walked two in the first inning. Slade with a Hitters count. Here's the 3-1 offering. That got the outside corner.
Ooh, just barely.
3 balls, 2 strikes.
That was in that sometimes yes, sometimes no zone.
Yeah. Here's the payoff to Slade. Swung on and missed. His third strikeout. And it brings up Logan Simpson. We got behind 3-1, came back and got the K. Simpson batting 243. Also a right-hander. Miles' first pitch, a ball. Miles 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good fastball. Late on that one, 1-1. And we mentioned Caleb Thompson, a junior, going to Turkey for his senior year in high school, studying overseas. He's such a bright young man. Did a great job for us, helping us out with the broadcasts. Next pitch is high and inside, 2-1.
Yeah, he came and did several games with us and kind of gave us the inside track. He knew all the players,
yeah.
Knew their birthdays and all that stuff.
And who they're dating. And swing and a miss. 2-2 to Logan Simpson. Gave us all the dirt, the inside stuff you don't hear on campus.
Yeah, we got the kind of the entertainment.
No, he didn't rat on anybody, but he didn't narc on anybody. He was cool. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. Ooh.
Oh, see, that was in that same sometimes no zone.
Yeah. So full count to Logan Simpson with 2 outs. Isle with the payoff. That's high and tight, and there's his third walk. Ooh, 3 strikeouts. 2 outs for Cameron Austin. Austin, a sophomore, batting 091. His helmet's got the big CR on the back. He's the number 8 hitter, first pitch. Oh, you got to throw him strikes. Boy, here's where they need to talk.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at the stats ahead of time, averages, okay. Heil, look, he's batting a 091.
Yep.
Just throw him strikes. On the pass ball, Simpson down to second base. Next pitch, way outside, boy. How many times have we seen this? The bottom of the order getting a walk.
Yeah, and then you see that the hitters come back through and cycle back through. And,
and
we've seen probably, I don't know, probably 15, 20 runs come in that way.
Way outside to the backstop and down to third goes Simpson.
Yeah, the pitching woes have been a struggle for Glenwood all season. I mean, Heil's definitely their best pitcher, but just the situational pitching, that kind of thing, we've talked about, even like in that Battle Mountain game, pitching to the kid who's hitting home runs every time.
There's a strike. It's Austin taken all the way, 3-1, right.
Just some of those decisions is kind of like, the situation does matter a little bit.
Heil from the stretch, Simpson at third. A 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. That's what you need. Full count to Cameron Austin. We're scoreless here in the first, or in the second inning. The runner in scoring position at third. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down he goes. And Evan Heil battles back to get the strikeout. Pitch is out of trouble. His fourth strikeout. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left. Go to the bottom of the second. Coleridge and Glenwood, no scores. KMTS. Back to Mike Summers Memorial Field in West Glenwood. Season finale for the Glenwood Demons. Final warm-up for Coleridge as they get ready for the playoffs. No scores. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Mason Markovich, cleanup hitter for the Demons, leading things off, followed by Adam Gehr and Jordan Mraz. Markovich was the offense for Glenwood against Palisade. The only run, a solo home run, leading off the second inning. And it was a he scorched it. Went opposite field and cleared the big wall out there in right.
It's the his third of the season?
Third of the season.
Yeah.
Three homers. Batting .333, 20 runs batted in. Seven doubles and a triple. And Ben Simons, freshman versus freshman here. Lefty versus righty. First pitch from Simons outside. Curious, I wonder if Simons and Mason have met each other in Little League. Maybe played together. Here's the 1-0 to Mason. Swing and a miss. Chased one in the dirt. 1-1. Mason started in center field the first time this season against Palisade. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased one again outside. 1-2.
From the crowd, it sounds like they might know each other.
1-2 pitch. Ground ball. It's going to make it into the hole. Base hits into left field, right between third and short. On a 1-2 pitch. There's the first hit of the day. Brings up Adam Gehr, batting .232. Wait, Adam, what happened to Glenn Campbell? What the...
Maybe on senior night he had to pick something different.
We're going Compton on us? Jeez. Gehr with two doubles, eight runs batted in. See if Mason takes off. He's got a big lead at first. But looking right at the left-hander, Simons, who almost threw him out. Simons got a quick move to first. A little tougher to steal on a lefty. It's your eye-to-eye. Mason daring him. He's at the cutout. First pitch to Gehr. Fly ball to right field. Austin drifting back and makes the catch. And there's one away. Brings up Jordan Mraz. Batting .205, a double, five runs batted in. We're scoreless here in the bottom of the second, one out. Outfield playing Jordan, shaded to the right. Throw down to first, and Mason had to kind of dive back to the bag. I hear the chirping, not from the dugout, from the parents.
From the fans, yeah. Take a bigger lead. He'll never throw back twice. Daring him.
They got it picked off. Simpson throws down to second. There he's in a rundown. And they go down to Simons, who throws down, and they tag him out.
Yep.
Well, little indecision by Mason. That's 1-3 to 6-1 to 4. 1-3-6.
If you say
four.
So.
I say so. Yes, I do. Two away. Two away. Jordan Mraz. They haven't pitched to him yet. First pitch from Simons. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Nothing in one.
I'm just going to do I'm going to draw my little pickle there. They got him in
there
a pickle.
There you go. There's a fly ball to right field. Nice line
hit.
Drive, Jordan Mraz on senior day. And had to leg it out because Cameron Austin played it on a hop and almost threw him out from right field. Don't see too many 9-3 putouts.
No.
Jordan had to hustle down the line. Unfortunately, Mason Markovich could have been at third base, but he got caught in that Clausen pickle. Second hit for Glenwood. Cooper Luedtke, the batter, looking for his first hit of the season. Swing and a miss. Took a big cut there. A heater from Ben Simons. Well, 1 to Cooper Luedtke. Two runs batted in. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. And it's 0-2. Cerna at third, playing up in front of the bag on the grass. There's the 0-2 pitch. Chopper. High chopper. It's played by Simons. Drops it. Bobbles it. Throws it. Finally got a nice recovery. He picked it up, dropped it, and Luedtke thrown out by a step. That'll do it for the Demons. No runs, two hits, no errors, and one runner left. After two, no score. Coleridge and Glenwood, this is KMTS. Back to Mike Summers Memorial Field. We go to the third inning. Coleridge and Glenwood scoreless. Grayson Eisenhart, the number 9 hitter, will lead things off for the Titans. And then back to top of the order, Alexis Cerna and Logan Harlow.
Ron, did you know it's a party in the USA?
Is it?
It is.
Do tell. I know a lot of parties coming up. Graduation on the horizon. I want to congratulate Thor Jensen being named the new head coach. Had a story with him this morning on sports. Talking to Thor throughout the summer and in the fall. He's going to meet the team for the first time on Wednesday. And he's excited about his quarterback, Joaquin Sandoval, who is fleet of foot. He's qualified for state in the 100 and the 200. First pitch from Evan Heil to Grayson Eisenhart. That's outside. 1-0. Yeah, Joaquin's been tearing it up.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited to see, okay, is Coach Jensen going to have something for a quarterback and utilize?
It's fouled off and drifting out of play, 1-1.
Not only utilize his speed, but, I mean, we saw last season, I mean, he had the ability to throw the ball. Now, whether or not Glenwood receivers could catch the ball is a different story.
Yes.
But it wasn't because Joaquin wasn't putting it in the right spots. So I'm just curious. I'm hopeful that some kind of offense is going to come and put all that together.
Hiles 1-1. That's high and tight. 2-1. Okay, the number 9 hitter batting 111, a freshman. Two runs batted in. Throw strikes.
Yeah.
Here's the 2-1. That's strike. Ground ball to third. Stopped by Jordan Mraz. Throws across the diamond. Got him by plenty. Important to get that lead off, especially the number 9 hitter.
Well, like you said, you throw strikes, and if they either, you know, strike out, foul it a couple times, that kind of thing, or if they do get a hit, it's usually going to be something in the infield.
Yeah.
Let your defense do their job.
If they make contact, good on them.
Yeah.
But don't give them a free pass. Alexis Cerna walked. First inning, swings and misses, 0-1. Dan Larson, Coleridge head coach from Southern California, so we like catching up on SoCal-related stuff. 0-1 to Cerna. Curveball. Oh, what a great time to have Uncle Charlie pay a visit. Give him another deuce here. You can waste one with an 0-2 count. Miles' next offering. Comes back with a fastball. That was an off-speed pitch. Fouled it off.
I told you I watched that 42 movie this last
Jackie
week.
Robinson, yeah.
Jackie Robinson,
mm-hmm.
Story, and I heard the actor, you know, from Scrubs. I can't remember his name, but he was the radio announcer. He used terms like can of corn and that
yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah. 0-2 pitch, hit hard, right center field, going back and making the catch on the run. Braxton Mims. He timed that perfectly and read it off the bat perfectly.
Yep.
Nice job by Braxton. Two away. Yeah. Red Barber, was the Brooklyn Dodgers announcer.
Okay.
And Red Barber mentored my hero, Vin Scully.
Okay.
And he did a great job. John McGinley, I think, is his name.
The actor?
Yeah.
Yeah, all I know him is Dr. Cox from Scrubs.
Yeah. So 1-0 count to Logan Harlow, who struck out looking in the first inning.
I was just glad to hear some of the terms that I've heard come out of your mouth, thinking, okay, he's not just messing with me. They really do say can of corn.
That's right. 1-0 pitch, that hit him.
Oh, that hit him.
Yep. That's going to leave a mark. First hit batter. Two away. Ben Simmons struck out swinging on an 0-2 pitch in the first inning. There was one line that he used when the managers were arguing, or the manager was arguing with the umpire. And he said, they're out there having a little chin wag. I love that. There's a strike on the inside corner to the left-handed freshman. 0-1. A chin wag. And he had the right intonation and the old-time baseball announcer. 0-1 count to Ben Simmons. Curveball jammed him. He swung on kind of a defensive swing and get it on the handle, fouled it off. It's 0-2. No score. Two outs top of the third. Red Barber handed off the mic to Vin Scully. And for the next 67 years, he was the voice of the Dodgers. That pitch in the dirt, good stop by Landeros. On my Scully hat cap, I got 67 written on it. It's 67 years with one franchise. He literally was the voice of baseball. Highlands in the stretch, the 1-2 pitch to Simmons, his counterpart. The pitch is inside. Yeah, it's 2-2. Simmons a home run, 30 runs batted in on the season. Here's the 2-2 from Heil. That almost hit him.
Yeah.
And Simmons is about 6'2", I'm guessing. Had to duck out of the way. Count is full. Heil with a glance at first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on a curveball. Simmons couldn't lay off. And again, Heil gets out of trouble with the strikeout. Gets Simmons swinging for the second time. No runs. No hits. A hit batter. And one runner left. Go to the bottom of the third. No score. Coleridge and Glenwood. This is KMTS. Back to Mike Summers Memorial Field. Go to the bottom of the third inning. No score between Coleridge and Glenwood. Christian Landeros will lead things off for the Demons, followed by Willie Marshall and then Jackson Irving. 8-9-1. Well, Dan Larson's got to be excited about not only being a playoff contender, but being able to build on this team and build it around a guy that's 6-0 in Ben Simmons.
Yeah. And a freshman. I mean, he's going to have him for the next three seasons as well.
He's got a lot of freshmen, five freshmen that have been thrown into the fire and have responded well. 15-7 overall, 8-6 in league. First pitch to Christian Landeros in the lefty. That's hit the right field. Cameron Austin going to his left, makes the catch. There's one away, one pitch, one out. And Willie Marshall. Getting a start today.
Tell you
as
what,
a senior.
If this keeps up, Simmons is going to be able to go the distance in this game. I mean, he's only at 27 pitches.
That's remarkable.
Yeah, he had 16 pitches in the first inning, only 10 last inning.
A pitch in the dirt, 1-0 to Willie Marshall. Demons with the only two hits between the two teams, but nothing to show for it. Simons with the next pitch. Fly ball to right field. Cameron Austin's been busy. Goes to his left, makes the catch. There's two away.
Wow. That almost looked like we were watching a replay.
Yeah.
I mean, that was exactly the same play, exactly the same spot.
Yeah. Two up, two down.
Deja vu.
All over again. Jackson Irving grounded out to second in the first inning. Ben Simons winds and delivers the first pitch. It's in there for a strike on the inside corner. Here's the 0-1. That's in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Simons with the 1-1. Up the middle, base hit. Jackson Irving with a base knock. Hit it solidly just to the right of the bag at second. With one away, here comes Evan Heil. Third hit for the Demons. Heil grounded out to third in the first inning. And Serna at third, playing up on the grass in front of the bag. First pitch to Heil. Swing and a miss. Throw down to first base. Ooh, that was close. Good throw from Logan Simpson. Oh, if you get picked off, I mean, you need to buy the burgers or something.
Yeah.
You know? A one count to Evan Heil. Simons, a couple glances at the first. Here's the pitch. And fouled off. Just got the end of the bat. It's 0-2 to Heil. Partly cloudy skies today and highs in the upper 70s. Kind of a warm day. Nothing at 2 to Evan Heil. Simons, very deliberate. Here's the pitch. And Heil went around. Strike three called. That'll do it. That's the first strikeout for Simons. No runs, one hit. No errors and one runner left. We played three, still scoreless, between Coleridge and Glenwood. This is KMTS. Brandon Short will lead things off for the Titans in the top half of the fourth inning, followed by Nolan Simpson and Jackson Slade. No score to Glenwood and Coleridge. Evan Heil struck out looking to end the third inning. Demons have three hits, but nothing to show for it. And, you know, with the amazing number I was looking at with Ben Simons, 50 strikeouts, but just five walks all season. I mean, that just shows remarkable control for a freshman. And he hasn't walked a batter yet.
Well, he's yet to pitch more than four pitches to a batter. I mean, he's only a 35-pitch count after three innings. That's just highly efficient.
Pinpoint accuracy. Brandon Short walked in the first. Hiles walked three, struck out five. Here's the first pitch to the cleanup hitter. Nice curve. Great curveball. Swing and a miss. Heil now up to 75 strikeouts on the season. Here's the 0-1 to Short. Bounces one to the backstop. Heil's windup goes in stages.
Yeah.
It's not real fluid. It's just but very steady. Here's the 1-1. Another curveball. Ooh, great pitch. Fooled Short. He's thinking fastball. 1-2 count.
Yeah, he turns, steps back. The ball, the mitt, and goes over his head. Then
that
back
comes
down.
Set at the waist.
And then he pauses, yeah.
1-2 pitch, curveball. He went around. Strikeout. Wow. Just completely fooled him. And Short walks back to the dugout, muttering to himself. There's one away.
Well, that's number six for Heil in this game.
Nolan Simpson grounded out to Short in the second inning. Winds and delivers the first pitch. Fastball fouled off to the right side. Nothing and one. Hyland with the 0-1 pitch. Curveball, ground ball to short. Irving plays it on a good hop, throws, got it. Oh, it's off the glove of Lutke. That's an E3. And Cooper's got to snag that. That was right to him. There's the first base runner. Well, no. Sorry.
Yeah, they've had a couple of walks.
A couple walks. So E3. First error committed by Glenwood. See if Titans can take advantage of the miscue. Perfect play by Irving, but like he just let it bounce off the webbing. And he's not wearing a first baseman's mitt. That's a regular.
Yeah.
That might have something to do with it. He's got a little bit bigger pocket. Jackson Slade struck out swinging in the second inning. Pile from the stretch. Simpson, big lead. Ball one to Slade. Pyle went 3-1 against Slade, then came back and struck him out. Ground ball into right field. Base hit. Mims up with it quickly and throws the ball in. There's the first hit for the Titans. Jackson Slade with a hit to right field. Oh, those errors always come back to haunt you. See if Heil can get out of trouble here. One out here in the fourth. No score. Logan Simpson walked in the second inning. Heil's pitch. Fastball missed outside. Here's the 1-0. Fly ball to the gap in left center field. It's going to be Mims making the catch. Snags it and throws a bullet to prevent the runner from advancing. Great play by Braxton Mims. Oh, man. Markovich and Mims were on a collision course, and Mims called him off and made a great play and a great throw to third. Two away. That's a big out. Cameron Austin, the batter, struck out swinging to end the second inning. First and second, two outs, first pitch from Heil. That's high, and outside 1-0. Again, this is where you need to know, okay, we're at the bottom of the lineup.
Yeah.
You're not just another guy in blue and silver.
You don't have to strike him out.
Yeah. 1-0 pitch. Popped up, foul territory. It's going to drift out of play.
Yeah.
1-1 count to Cameron Austin. Especially with traffic out there on the bases, you got to get the bottom of the order out. One count to Cameron Austin. Kyle leans in for the sign, comes set. Here's the 1-1. Fastball, swing and a miss. Challenged him with the gas. And it's 1-2.
One more just like that one.
Here's the 1-2 pitch to Cameron Austin. Fastball just a little low.
Oh. Boy, that was online.
Yep. Evens the count 2-2. Kyle comes set. Here's the 2-2. Little number to the left of the mat, right of the mounts. Charged by Irving throws. He's safe. Everybody's safe. The bases are loaded. An infield single for Cameron Austin as he legs it out. Just a little dribbler past the mound, and Irving, who's playing deep at short, really had to charge.
I know his momentum was bringing him towards the mound and that sort of thing, but would he have had a better shot throwing at second? A much closer throw.
I don't think he would have gotten the run of there.
Yeah.
Would have been close. 1-0 count to Grayson Eisenhart, the number 9 hitter. He grounded out the third. That's in for a strike, 1-1. Biggest threat for either team. Bags are full, Titans. Two outs, 1-1 count to Grayson Eisenhart. Then you got the top of the order. Here's the 1-1 from Heil. Swing and a miss, challenging with a heater. It's 1-2. Eisenhart, a freshman, batting 1-11 with two runs batted in. 1-2 count. Heil's got to be careful not to bounce one here. That's way outside and high, 2-2. Heil comes set at the belt. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss, and he gets out of it. His seventh strikeout. No runs, two hits, one error, and the bases were left loaded. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's no score, Coleridge and Glenwood. This is KMTS. Welcome back to Mike Summers Memorial Field. Glenwood Demons and the Coleridge Titans in quite a pitching duel. Ben Simons and Evan Heil were scoreless. Go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Braxton Mims grounded out to short in the first inning, leading things off here in the fourth. First pitch from Ben Simons. Swing and a miss. Good movement on that pitch. Heil able to get out of trouble. Struck out Eisenhart with the bases loaded. A one count to Braxton Mims. Simons with the pitch. There's a fly ball to right field. Austin's been a busy guy out there, drifting back. Makes the catch. That's four putouts for Cameron Austin and Wright.
Yeah. And very eerily similar to the two that they hit, the two first leadoff batters hit in the last inning.
Mason Markovich on a 2-2 pitch. Singled up the middle. And he fouls one off to the right side. Boy, they're going right field a lot. 0-1 count to Markovich. He singled. Got the Demons' first hit and then retired on a 1-3-6-4-1 putout. A one pitch. Chopped to third. Backhanded by Alexis Serna. Throws. Got him. Nice play by Serna at third. Two away. Adam Gehr, the batter. One of those fly out to right field. Four putouts for Austin and Wright. Gehr batting 232, two doubles, eight runs batted in. Simons, minimal work here. Been very efficient, hasn't walked a batter.
Yeah. Well, he's averaging about two pitches per batter.
Here's the 1-0 to Adam Gehr. Swing and a miss. Took a healthy swing on a fastball. Adam's brother Luke was a fine multi-sport athlete. Wanted to ask Adam. Luke was still at Missouri. 1-1 pitch. That was fouled and went off the catcher's mask. One ball, two strikes. Luke was a stud running back, defensive back, and was only 6 feet, 6'1", but could rebound like nobody's business. Man, he could crash the boards. Fearless. 1-2 count to Adam Gehr. There's a chopper to third. Easy hop for Serna. Throws across the diamond. Got him. Nice stretch there by Simpson. It's a 1-2-3 inning. Nothing across for the Demons. We're scoreless after four. This is KMTS. Well, we go to the fifth inning, still scoreless. Glenwood and Coleridge. And Evan Hyatt with seven strikeouts, giving up two hits. His counterpart, freshman Ben Simons, is equal to the task. Three hits, no runs, only one strikeout, but no walks. And tell me the pitch count.
Simons is only at 43 pitches.
Wow.
After four innings. While Heil is at 80 pitches after four innings. I mean, it's incredible. We saw Simons, he pitched 16 pitches in the first inning, only 10 in the second, 9 in the third, and only 8 pitches in the fourth. I mean, is he going to come out and pitch 7 pitches in the fifth? I mean,
incredible. Alexis Serna leading things off for the Titans, the third baseman. Looks at ball one as it bounces up there at the plate. You're talking about the 42 of the movie. I loved Harrison Ford as Branch Rickey. 1-0 pitch to Serna. Fly ball, shallow right. Mims is there, has to come in and makes a nice read, makes the catch. There's one with the right fielder. Has been busy for both teams. That's the second time Serna's flied out to right. One away for Logan Harlow. Strikeouts looking in the first, hit by a pitch in the third. But Harrison Ford's portrayal was spot on. There's a fly ball in the gap. Left center field, Mason Markovich. His cap falls off. He makes the catch. Staring into the sun. Got a good read off the bat. There's two away.
Apparently Evan Heil said, oh, that's what you're supposed to do. Simons, he'll get through the whole game if you just only pitch once or twice to each batter. Here we are, three pitches in, two outs.
Ben Simons facing his counterparts. Simons, strikeout victim, swinging twice. First pitch from Heil. Curveball, he's hit the right field. Mims is there. It drops for a hit. Mims got a late jump on it. That was sinking fast, and Simons with the third hit of the day for the Titans. A two-out single to right.
Boy, I thought that was about to be the shortest half inning ever.
Yeah. Brings a Brandon Short. Speaking of Short, he's walked and struck out. Simon, sometimes they pull the pitcher for a courtesy runner, but he's out there. He's got a wide stance and big lead. Ball trickles away from Landeros, but not far enough. The runner to advance. 1-0 count to Short. So I'm hoping maybe at some point we'll see our buddy Caleb Thompson. Curveball swing and a miss. Short fooled on that one. Heil's got that deuce working, man. It is just deadly. It was a late break across the plate. 1-1 count. Next pitch in the dirt, gets to the backstop, and Simons will trot down to second base. Two balls, one strike to Brandon Short, the cleanup hitter. Short, three home runs. 26 driven in. The way things are going, you think, you know, a couple of runs will do it. From the stretch, here's the 2-1. Curveball is slapped to center field. That's going to drop for a hit, and it took a weird hop to the fence, and Simons comes in to score. And heading for third is Brandon Short. Here's the throw. Safe, a triple for Brandon Short. His second triple of the season, and it's an RBI.
Boy, you said a weird hop. Boy, that did take a weird hop. Mason Markovich was in line with it, ready to take it on a one hop, and all of a sudden it went. Not only did it go high, but it went high and it went off to the right and just flew right over Mason's head.
Yeah, he was running toward the gap and left. And it just caromed. It was a pebble or something.
Yeah, it hit something.
First pitch to Nolan Simpson, swing and a miss on a curveball. Nothing and one. So 1-0 Coleridge. Two outs here in the top of the fifth inning. Heil leans in for the sign. The 0-1 to Simpson. Fastball in the dirt. 1-1. So Simons with that single to right. Was almost caught by Mims. He advanced to second on a pass ball, made it to and scored. That ball hit. Oh, that made me flinch.
Yep, right in the small of the back.
Wearing number 12 was right between the 1 and the 2. Second hit batter. And Hiles getting close to 100 pitches, isn't he?
He's at 91.
Yeah. Runners at the corners with two outs. Jackson Slade singled for the Titans' first hit back in the fourth inning. 1-0 Coleridge, two outs. First pitch to Slade. He shows bunt, now pulls it back. Pitch down, it's cut off. Well, they got the runner tagged out. He's out. The throw was cut off by Irving.
No, it went over Irving's head.
It went over Irving's head. He went for the cutoff.
Yeah. He looked like he was going for
it. And then Adam Garrett took it and tagged the runner out. As he was heading back to first helplessly and had nowhere to go. Well, the Demons get some luck there. Titans score one run on two hits. No errors. And one runner left. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Coleridge 1, Glenwood nothing. This is KMTS.
The seventh.
Back to Mike Summers Memorial Field. 1-0 Coleridge as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Titans finally able to get a run across their half of the fifth. Started off in promising fashion. A couple of pitches, a couple of flyouts, one to right, one to center. Then Ben Simons comes up. He struck out twice. He swings to the first pitch and lines it to right field. It sinks for a base hit. Mims almost made the catch. Simons gets there. The base hit. Advances to second on a pass ball. Brandon Short triples. Simons scores. There's the run. And then Nolan Simpson on a 2-1 pitch got hit in the back. He attempts to steal with two outs. Jackson Irving cut it off at the edge of the grass, but it went over his head. Nice backup by Gare, who got the ball and tagged out the runner to end the inning. So there you go. There's my recap. Jordan Mraz leading things off for the Demons. He singled in the second inning. Demons with three hits. No runs. Ben Simons, first pitch. There's a fly ball to right. It's going to go foul, and there's Simpson to make the catch in foul territory. Boy, just not making this guy work at all.
Mm-mm. Well, he's been descending in pitches every inning since the game started. Let's see if he can do this in less than eight pitches. You got seven left to get two outs.
Cooper Ledke grounded up back to the box to end the second inning. Looking for that first hit of the season. First pitch, fouls it off. A little late on that fastball. And that's what you want from your starters is length. Go as many innings as you can. Be efficient. Minimize the walks. He certainly does that. Only five on the season. A one pitch to Ledke. Inside, 1-1. One nothing Coleridge on four hits. Here's the 1-1 from Simons. In the dirt. It's 60 feet, 6 inches from the mound to the plate. That one was about 59 inches, or 59 feet, rather. 2-1 count to Cooper Ledke. There's a base hit. Maybe it's going to drop. No. Oh, diving grab by Brandon Shorty in center. That was amazing. Cooper Ledke robbed of his first hit of the season. Cooper, Brandon Short. That ball was hit on the screws. Short running to the gap in right.
Well, and he was at a from full center sprint. Right,
and did a layout and a backhand grab at that. That was phenomenal.
Wow.
Tip your cap to Brandon Short. Darryl's fouls went off. 0-1. Cooper Lutkamp going, I'm pulling for the guy. Getting yeah. the first hit of the season.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's got to be a hit.
And that probably would have wow. been in any other game we've seen. But, man, Short, he's already shaded to that side. But, man, he covered a lot of ground.
Yeah. 0-1 pitch to Landero. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. Nothing in two. Two away. That was it's when you hang a star on. 0-2 count to Landeros. Simons with the pitch. Swing and a miss. Ball's in the dirt. Simpson picks it up. He's not going to have time. And Landeros is safe.
Oh.
His second strikeout. It goes down as a strikeout, but it's a pass ball. Landeros is safe.
That would have been the third out on only eight pitches.
Yeah. So Landeros coming out to get the catcher's gear on, and Zach Pidcock will be the courtesy runner. Willie Marshall flied out to right. And so is everybody else. Just about. I can't say enough about that amazing catch by
yeah.
Brandon Short in center, making the catch in right. Willie Marshall. Pidcock, the courtesy runner at first with two outs. First pitch. High chopper. Played on the fly by Serna, and he throws him out. Nice stretch and a dig by Simpson at first, and it's still an easy inning
yeah.
for Ben Simons.
Only nine pitches.
No runs, no hits. No errors in an amazing play in center field. And one runner left. We played five. It's 1-0 Coleridge. This is KMTS. Back to Mike Summers Memorial Field. This is a memorable game. Two excellent pitchers going head-to-head. Ben Simons and the Titans have the edge. 1-0 as we go to the sixth inning. Evan Heil, seven strikeouts, three walks, a couple of hit batters. Ben Simons has been superior. Only 54 pitches through five innings.
52. Yeah, the most efficient pitching display I've ever seen.
Jackson Slade will lead things off for the Titans. He singled in the fourth inning, followed by Logan Simpson and Cameron Austin. First pitch from Evan Heil, who's getting close to the century mark. Ground ball to second. Adam Gare plays it nicely. Throws. Got him. One pitch. One out. There you go. That's how the fifth inning started, and then kind of things kind of fell apart. One away here in the sixth. Logan Simpson flied out to right. See, Cooper Lucky at first base finally got a first baseman's mitt. First pitch from Heil to Logan Simpson. That's in there for a strike on the outside corner. A one pitch, curveball, just missed. 1-1. Simpson walked, flied out. 1-1 pitch from Evan Heil. Fastball. Lined into right field for a base hit. Mims is playing shallow. That ball gets away from him. And heading down to second is Logan Simpson. Took a tricky hop, but base hits and a throwing error, or a fielding error, allows Simpson to get to second. So a single and an E9. Second runner in scoring position for Coleridge. Cameron Austin, the batter, he had an infield single in the fourth inning. He shows bunt. Pitch is high, 1-0. It's the bottom of the order, 8 and 9 hitters. Mile from the stretch. Simpson at second base, not being held there. Again, shows bunt, takes it high, 2-0. Somebody chirping it, you got to pull back. He didn't pull the bat back.
Nope.
But he didn't offer at it. Shows bunt again, the 2-0 pitch. That's in there for a strike. 2-1. Someone's saying it should be strike three. No. You offer at it, it crossed the plane of the plate. That's a strike. Showing bunt again, 2-1. The pitch is bunted foul. 2-2. Now Austin's got to swing away. Because if you take the chance at bunt foul, that's strike three. Two, 2-2 to Cameron Austin. Simpson, leadoff single, reached second on a throwing error, or a fielding error. Here's the pitch. He shows bunt again. Strike three. That's really risky with two strikes, but there's two away. Goes down as a strikeout. That's 8 strikeouts for Evan Heil. Grayson Eisenhart struck out to end the fourth inning, the number 9 hitter. High with the first pitch. Fastball, strike one. One nothing, Coleridge, 2 outs, top of the 6th. 0-1 from Heil. Fastball's a little high. 1-1. Runner not being held at second. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Good stop by Landeros. Throws down to second base. That was pretty close.
Yep.
As Irving couldn't hold on to the ball. 2 balls, 1 strike to Grayson Eisenhart. Pile long, look at second. Here's the 2-1. In the dirt. That gets away from Landeros. Can't find it. Gets to the backstop. And Simpson down to third base. And now it's 3-1.
And we, you know, here we are repeating it again. You cannot walk the number 9 hitter.
No. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Strike. Got the outside corner, and it's 3-2.
We've seen Evan get out of trouble in several innings so far.
Here's the payoff to the number 9 hitter, Eisenhart. The pitch. Fouls it off. And out of play.
He's ended 3 out of the 6 innings so far with a strikeout. He's one pitch away from doing it again.
Full count to Eisenhart. Heil with the payoff pitch. Swung
there
out and missed.
Is.
Strike three. There and Evan
is.
Heil on senior day gets himself in trouble and gets himself out of trouble.
Yep.
So no runs on one hit. There's one error and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the 6th. It's Coleridge 1, Glenwood nothing. This is KMTS. Back to Mike Summers Memorial Field. We go to the bottom of the 6th inning. Coleridge leading Glenwood 1-0. And freshman left-hander Ben Simons barely broken a sweat. I've got more of a sweat going in the box here than Ben Simons. He has been cruising along. 2 strikeouts, but more importantly, control and minimal pitches.
He's only pitched double digits once since the first inning. And it was only 10. He pitched 10, 9, 8, 9. That's the last 4 innings. It's been incredible. He's only at 52 pitches. He only has 2 strikeouts, I mean, but it's quite frankly, it's been a lot of 5-3 putouts. I mean, we've seen six of those.
Yeah.
So
Jackson Irving leading things off for the Demons. First pitch from Simons. Fouled it off. Nothing and one. Irving singled in the third inning. Grounded out to second in the first. One for two. 1-0 Coleridge. Top of the order, Irving, Heil, and Mims. Simons with the 0-1. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-2. The 0-2 to Irving. Did he go? No, he held up.
No.
That went in the dirt, 1-2. Simmons takes a wide stance when he starts his windup. He straddles the pitching rubber there. Kind of shoulder width apart. Now goes into his windup. Here's the 1-2. Foul back. Good mechanics. Ball and two strikes to Jackson Irving. Demons down 1-0. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Ooh. That was close. 2-2. Somebody's dogs are barking.
Yeah. I guess he's just calling that a little high.
Yeah.
It'd be the only thing that could make it not.
Here's the 2-2 to Irving. In the dirt. Bounces one up there. The count is full.
I think this is the first time he's gotten someone to a full count.
You're right. Yeah. It's gone 2-2 a couple times.
Yeah.
Here's the 3-2 to Irving. Outside, ball four. The sixth walk of the season. And Ben Simons is unhappy. He does not like to walk hitters. The first walk of the afternoon, the sixth of the season, according to the stats.
And that's just incredible.
That is phenomenal at
the
high school level. And then add to that, he's a freshman. He's had some good coaching. Evan Heil, he's 0-2, a strikeout and a ground out. Irving, good speed, short lead at first. And rightly so, as Simons is staring him down, throws over there to get him dirty. Heil with 9 strikeouts on the mound, trailing 1-0. But he might be done with 108 pitches. First pitch to Heil. That's line foul. Hit it hard, but boy, everything's been going to the right.
Yeah.
The left fielder's been out there
picking dandelions.
Yeah. It's like nothing to do out there. Nobody's pulling the ball. One count to Heil. Irving, short lead. They're going to throw to first. That's a good throw, too. It's low, but it's right where you can put the tag on. Today Simons is beyond his years as a ball player. 0-1 count to Heil. Here's the pitch. Fouled back. It's 0-2 to Heil.
Glenwood's going to make him pitch double digits this inning.
Well, there's a small victory.
Yeah. This would be the point he's been done the last four innings.
Here's the 0-2 to Heil. Chopper back to the mound. Played on a big hop by Simons. Looks at second. Goes to first. Gets the sure out. As Irving was already on his way.
Yeah, I think that was a wise decision by Simons. He's looking for, you know, possibly a double play, but there was just no way. And if he had sailed that throw, Irving would have been gone to third, if not home.
Again, the maturity of Simons to look, it's very fundamental.
Yeah.
Look the run. Okay, the runner's there. Get the sure out at first. One away, runner at second. The tying run at second. First pitch, that's belted to left field. Down the line. Braxton Mims comes through and drives in a run. The game is tied. You betcha.
They're going to hold him up. Yep, he holds up at second.
Braxton Mims takes the first pitch and smokes it to left field for an RBI double, and the game is tied. First run of the day for the Demons. Well, they finally get the Simons.
It was the first run, the first hit for Mims, and the first time we've seen a hit to left field.
Good point. Yeah, exactly. Mason Markovich fouls off the first pitch, fouls it straight back. Nothing and one. 1-1 score. Oh, man. We're getting treated to a good ball game.
Yeah.
Doing good defense, good pitching. Markovich singled in the second. Rounded out the third and the fourth. A one count. Simons with a look at second. Here's the pitch. That's a little high. 1-1. Braxton Mims. That was a ringing double. A no doubter.
Yeah, about 4 or 5 feet in from the foul line.
Simons, couple looks at second. Here's the 1-1 to Mason. Fly ball to shallow right. Cameron Austin comes in, makes the catch. Mims trying to tag up. No, he's going to hold up. And there's two away.
There's a little miscommunication between Mims and Coach Nisanic. Mims is giving him the signal, started out with both palms up in the air, then pointed to his ear holes, like, I couldn't hear you, that kind of thing. And the coach might have been a little frustrated that he wasn't ready to get the tag up.
So it's up to Adam Gehr. We're tied at one, bottom of the sixth inning. Gehr, 0-for-2, fly out to right, grounded out the third. Simons with the first pitch. Swing and a miss, good fastball. 0-1-1. There's the 0-1 to Gehr. Fouled back, and it's 0-2. Adam Gehr with 8 runs batted in on the season. Would like to get number 9 here with a base hit. Give the Demons a lead. Here's the 0-2 to Gehr. In the dirt. Good backhand stop by Simpson. One ball, 2 strikes. So, Evan Heil, still the pitcher of record. He's off the hook. He won't take the loss. If they take the lead, maybe he'll get the win. That means you got to send somebody out there for a save, or maybe let him go out there for the seventh. Why not? Senior day.
It's the last game of the season.
1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Good fastball from the freshman. And Gehr goes down swinging. That'll do it for the Demons, but they get a run across on a RBI double by Braxton Mims. A run on one hit. No errors and one runner left. We go to the seventh inning, tied at one. This is KMTS. Back to Mike Summers Memorial Field. We're tied at one. What a dandy. Good pitching, timely hitting, good defense. We've had it all. This non-league game, Coleridge and Glenwood tied at one. And Evan Heil back on the mound for the seventh inning, trying to go the distance. Hoping his boys can come back and get a walk-off win. He'll face the top of the order. Fourth time through the order, Alexis Serna. He walked flight out twice to right field. Leading things off here, righty versus righty. First pitch from Heil. Fastball. Right down the middle, but called a ball. Must have been a little high.
Hmm. It's been a pretty clean game, too. We've only seen a couple errors.
Heil's 1-0 pitch to Serna. There's a fastball right at the knees. 1-1. One to Serna. Fastball outside and a little high, 2-1.
Cern is compact, but he's pretty stout.
Yeah.
You can tell he's an athlete.
There's the 2-1 pitch from Heil. Nice curveball. Bounces one, though. Cerna lays off. It's 3-1. Here's the 3-1. High, ball four. Fourth walk given up by Evan Heil, and that might be it.
Yep, he's looking tired. Getting hugs. Yep,
yep,
he's done.
That's it. On senior day, a masterful performance by Evan Heil. Gets a big hand. His final time on the mound as a Glenwood Demon. Big hugs from his catcher, Christian Landeros, all his teammates. That'll do it for Evan. So that means I think he's going to take first base. And Evan,
oh, he's heading for the dugout.
Evan tips his cap. It's a high five from his teammates in the dugout on senior day. 9 strikeouts, 4 walks, 1 run. Still responsible for the runner out there. And taking over on the mound is Jackson Irving. And Heil's going to come back out and play first.
Yeah. So Heil ended with 113 pitches.
Well, we saw two excellent pitchers do a nice job. Heil leaves. If he had gotten Cerna out on, you know, minimal pitches, I think Coach Nisanic would let him go another batter. See if he could make it a short inning, but that's a lot to ask when you're up there over 100 pitches.
Yeah. Well, and I don't think we ever really determined what the high school limit. I believe there is a pitch limit.
There is. Cooper Ludke coming out. He gets hugs from his teammates. Jackson Irving. Oh, I've got some numbers here somewhere. Let's see. Irving is got an ERA of 10.24, 13 and two-thirds innings, 12 strikeouts, 15 walks, 21 runs allowed, 20 of them earned.
Well, this is what we were talking about, you know, with, you know, Heil's been their best pitcher, then whoever comes in after him, you know, this 1-1 is not very secure at all.
No. And Harlow showing bunt. First pitch, bunted up the first base line. Heil will tag out the runner. His only play, nice sacrifice for Logan Harlow. Cerna down to second base. Ben Simons the batter. He singled in the fifth inning and scored the Titans' only run. 1-1 score, one out, top of the seventh. Jackson Irving in relief of Evan Heil. And the first pitch, freshman to freshman now. That's a fastball way outside. Simons victimized by strikeouts in the first and third, then at that single. 1-0 pitch from Jackson Irving. Curveball is chopped foul toward first base, 1-1. Here's the 1-1 to Simons. It's high and outside, 2-1. Go ahead, run for the Titans at second base with one out. Sutter with good speed, getting a pretty good lead at second, not being held right now. There's the 2-1. That's way outside. Landeros had to jump out of his crouch, snag that one. Three balls, one strike. A run and five hits for the Titans. A run and four hits for the Demons. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Fouled off. It's 3-2. That's in the parking lot. Glenwood playing normal depth defensively. Here's the payoff pitch to Simons. Fastball, strike three, called. Oh, my goodness. He just nibbled at the corner right at the knees, and there's two away. Oh, man. That's a big strikeout. Two away for Brandon Short. Tripled to drive in the Titans' only run. I made a marvelous play in left center or right center field. First pitch. That's a curveball from Irving. Misses ball one. Short did a layout catch, backhand catch, to rob Cooper Ledke of what would have been his first hit of the season. And now Cooper out of the game. 1-0 pitch. Fastball in there for a strike. 1-1.
Well, if Irving can pull this off, get one more out here and give Glenwood a chance coming into the bottom of the seventh, 1-1.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball. Ooh, just missed inside, 2-1. I love these kind of games. Not 21-6 or, you know.
Yeah.
There's defense. There's strategy involved. 2-1. Curveball. Oh, just missed a little high.
Yeah. When the only real question by the third inning is, will this go to a sixth?
Yeah. So Leo Mraz is short, by the way. Here's a 3-1. Curveball. Oh, seriously? Wow. Oh, that looked like a strike. Instead, it's ball four and Short walks. First and second for Nolan Simpson. He's 0 for 2, aboard on an error. I'm sorry, 0 for 1, hit by a pitch, aboard on an error. First pitch to Nolan Simpson. Two outs, runners at first and second. 1-1 score, the first pitch. Curveball just inside. Simpson kind of dodged that one. Jackson Irving with a 1-0. Fastball in the dirt. Good backhand stop by Landeros. 2-0. Irving from the stretch. Here's the 2-0 pitch. His line foul. Hit it hard. But right down the line, and it's two balls and a strike. Nolan Simpson came into the game batting 297 with 22 driven in. Irving with the 2-1 pitch. Fly ball in the gap in right center field. That's going to drop for extra bases. Here comes Cerna to score. Here comes Short. Nope. Comes in to score, and it is now 3-1 Titans. And Nolan Simpson with a 2-RBI double. He went shopping at the gap. That was a big hit. Now 3-1 Titans. That is Jackson Slade with two outs. First pitch is high and tight. Slade struck out in the second, singled in the fourth, grounded out the second in the sixth inning. 1-0 pitch. The outside corner, 1-1.
Strange. strange to see some of those be strikes, and then yet some of those,
yeah,
you know, right at the face of Linderos being called balls.
Curveball in the dirt, 2-1. Titans 3, Glenwood 1. Two outs, top of the seventh. Here's the 2-1 from Irving. Fouled back, it's 2-2. So, close the books on Heil. Two runs. Both of them earned. 2-2 pitch to Jackson Slade. Slow curve, it's hit in the center field. That'll drop for a base hit. Coming around third and heading home is the throw is not in time. And Simpson slides safely. And Slade with an RBI single on the throw he took second. And it's 4-1 Titans. Heil, two runs on five hits. He went six innings. Strike one to Logan Simpson. He singled in the sixth. Irving with the 0-1. Chopped foul toward third, 0-2. So Evan Heil was off the hook, but now stands to take the loss. Get her at that. Next pitch, curveball. Misses 1-2 to Logan Simpson. One-two pitch from Irving to Simpson. That was inside. That one off the mask of Christian Landeros, who is shaken up. His head's in the dirt. Oh, he's hurting unit. Landeros saying he's okay. He just stunned a little bit. Marnie's here. She's out to check on him to make sure. Marnie does double duty. Now she's kind of laughing with Christian. Yeah. Marnie's son plays baseball for Basalt. She's also the AD here. And having a friendly chat with Christian. He does not want to come out of the game on senior day. He's going to tough it out. Keeps the mask on. He's ready to go. Christian walking around, showing you can put one foot in front of the other. Marnie's having a laugh with Coach Nieslanek.
Everyone else standing around, and he just gets back in his squat position. He's like, come on, guys, you're holding up the game.
Let's do it. I don't know what it's two strikes on Simpson, so it must have deflected off, I don't know, the knob of the bat or something. It took a weird
I think it was just a tick foul that just continued, and he fouled it enough just to raise it enough to where it missed his glove and just hit him square in the mask.
Yeah. 1-2 count to Logan Simpson. Here's the pitch. Slow grounder to first. Easy play for Heil. Go to the bag for the out, and that'll do it. But the Titans do some damage. They score three runs on 1-2 hits. No errors and one runner left. Can the Demons do a walk-off? They trail the Titans 4-1. So we go to the bottom of the seventh. This is KMTS. We're making the pizza. We're doing the Q-tip.
Starting the fire. Get a little fire going.
No, do not do that. Yeah. Do not bite your bottom lip. Oh, yeah. We're getting off track here. Yeah. From the movie Hitch. Well, Damon's got some work to do. They trail 4-1 to the Coleridge Titans. Titans scored 3 runs in their half of the 7th. Evan Hiles on the hook for the loss, unless the Demons can come back. Hiles, 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned, 5 walks, 9 strikeouts, 113 pitches. Jordan Mraz leading things off here in the 7th. And the first pitch is hit hard but foul down the first base line, 0-1. Mraz, then Leo Mraz, his cousin, by the way, they're not brothers. Brian Markovich corrected me on that. He's on deck. Next pitch. Has a ground ball to short. Slade up with it. Gobbles it. Bobbles it. Throws it. Got him. One away.
Simon's keeping up his 2 pitch per batter average.
Simon says.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, that's the challenge. You know, they're in a 3-run deficit here, but man, Simons has been very efficient.
Leo Mraz batting for Cooper Luckey. First pitch, swing and a miss. Took a big hack there. 0-1. And Simons winds and delivers the 0-1 pitch. That's a strike, and it's 0-2. Man. I am very impressed with this young man.
Yep.
Go 2 count to Leo Mraz. Here's the pitch. There's a fly ball to left field. Eisenhart went out and then comes in, makes the catch. There's 2 away. And down to their last outs, Christian Landeros. Could be his last at bat as a Demon. Simons, an out away from going 7-0 on the season. Here's the first pitch. Foul back, nothing in one. Oh, 1 pitch. Way outside. A rare, wild pitch.
So that was the closest thing to a wild pitch we've seen from Simon.
Yeah. He's been right around the dish all day. The ball went strike to Christian Landeros. Here's the pitch. Fouled back. Down to his last strike. Zach Bidcock would be next. He'd bat for Willie Marshall if Landeros can get on board. With ball, 2 strikes. Simons steps off the mound, steps back on, takes a deep breath. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Landeros. Swung on and missed in the dirt. Picked up by Simpson. Throws. Ball game. Ben Simons, a masterful performance. Goes the distance. And ends it fittingly on a strikeout and finishes the regular season at 7-0. Very, very impressive. Demons go in order. And that's the end of the season. Back to wrap things up after this on KMPS. 4-1 the final, Coleridge over Glenwood. This is KMPS. Well, wrapping things up for the season from Glenwood Springs here at Mike Summers Memorial Field. The Glenwood Demons lose the regular season finale to Coleridge 4-1, and they lose to an excellent pitcher in Ben Simons. Just a freshman, outstanding performance. We'll get to his numbers in a moment. Demons countered with Evan Heil, and he had a fine game. 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned. Walked 5, that 5th walk ended his outing as he walked Cerna to lead off the 7th, and Coach Nieslenik pulled him, brought in Jackson Irving, and Heil ends up with 9 strikeouts, 79 for the season. That was That's third. Might put him up to second now in the league for strikeouts. But unfortunately suffers the loss, 113 pitches. And Heil left the game to some applause from the fans and parents, appreciated his efforts. And on Senior Day, one of seven seniors being honored today. For, let's see, the hitting heroes for Glenwood, well, just the one, or the, yeah, one run. Braxton Mims knocked in the only run, a stinging double to left field. He went, ended up 2 for 3. Jackson Irving, 1 for 2 with a walk, and a run, that run scored. Evan Heil, 0 for 3 at the plate. Mason Markovich with a single, he was 1 for 3. Adam Gehr goes 0 for 3. Jordan Mraz, 1 for 3. Cooper Luckey, 0 for 2. Leo Mraz came in and flied out to left, padding for him in the seventh inning. Christian Landeros goes 0 for 3. He struck out to end the game, and that was it. The Demons lose it 4-1 for Glenwood. One run on four hits, two errors, four men left on base. For Coleridge, four runs, seven hits, nine runners left. And why so many runners left on base? Because Evan Heil was pitching out of trouble. You see he's got the nine strikeouts. But can't say enough about Ben Simons. Just a phenomenal performance.
Yeah, he had 79 pitches, only three strikeouts. But, I mean, it was just incredible. 79 pitches in all seven innings. I mean, he was very efficient. And like we saw one wild pitch from him. I mean, we only saw him take a batter to a full count once.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was throwing strikes. He was throwing hittable balls. And then Coleridge's defense, I tell you what, Cerna, they're at third base. I see five or six 5-3 putouts. I
mean, yeah.
So he was just no errors on Coleridge's side. So it was a very, very good team.
And a brilliant, outstanding play in center field by Brandon Short, running to his left. Did a layout in the gap in right center, and robbed Cooper Luckey. I was hoping that would fall for Cooper's first hit of the season, and Short robbed him with a brilliant catch. Good ball game as Coleridge wins it 4-1. Ben Simons will lead this team, put this team on his shoulders as they head into the playoffs. They're 16-7 now overall. And the playoffs coming up on Saturday. They finished 8-6 in league. Glenwood's year comes to an end. They're 2-10 in league, 8-15 overall. Again, the final score, Coleridge 4, Glenwood 1. And we'll see what happens with Rifle or Coleridge, where we end up calling again. I'll probably be flying solo since you've got commitments this weekend.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe someone advances to the next round. Maybe you can join me again.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's been fun. I want to thank our sponsors, as always. Flooring America, Bertha Motors, GMC Buick, Mr. Vac, Carl Ciani, State Farm Insurance, Bank of Colorado, Carpet One, Bishop Plumbing and Heating, Bighorn Toyota, and Alpine Bank. That'll do it for Mike Summers Memorial Field. Again, our final score, Coleridge 4, Glenwood 1. Have a great evening and have a great week, and as always, keep it tuned to KMTS.